And welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. This is Mike Effner, joined now by three juniors off the Norwalk girls soccer team who are
Pearl Brown,
Tata Miller,
Addie Wood.
And the Little Hawkeye Conference finale tonight in Indianola, a great game. It was scoreless down to the last 3.5 minutes. You get two goals in that final stretch there to win 2-0 and clinch second place in the Little Hawkeye Conference. Exciting win. Just tell me how it feels to come out on top.
I mean, it feels amazing, and to do it with such a family on the field feels amazing too, and all the hard work and effort throughout this entire season. It's just awesome.
I'm just so proud of us for sticking in the game and working hard throughout the whole season, even just always working hard and trying to finish it.
Yeah, like starting like spring break, we've all been together, and it's just really great to see us all get the like results we want.
You guys have played in some ties this year, not in conference play, but you've had three ties. How badly did you want to avoid that tonight and get that dub?
Very badly, to say at least. We've had so many ties this season. So I think just our effort and grit that we had at the end of the game just shows how good of a team we are to stick it out through the end and get two goals on the board.
No, yeah, we've all been sick of tying games, so we all just push as hard as we can and really, yeah, have the grit, like what Pearl said, to finish it.
Yeah, after last year's finish, we really wanted the results that we wanted, and this really showed like that, like the Little Hawkeye Conference, that we can like do it.
Tell me about the game tonight. I mean, a scoreless tie most of the way. Indianola made it tough on you, and their goalie had a lot of really good saves. What were they doing to make scoring difficult?
They're kind of parking the bus and putting a whole bunch of defenders in the box, which that does stump us sometimes. But our grit and effort definitely led us through the game, and also our positivity, keeping each other up, lifting each other up, just super helpful and just wanting to win for our team.
No, yeah, we were able to recognize all their defense, and they had a really good goalie, so we just recognized that. We had to move around it and just keep pushing for it.
Yeah, they were getting a lot of things off our mistakes in the middle, so we really figured out that we needed to compose the ball and just play it to feet to get us that result.
Well, tell me about the goals late. Pearl, you had one with 3:32 to go. Looked like there was a defender between you and the goalie. You were able to get around her and get that kick by the goalie. Just how did it set up?
I knew Tatum is such a good free kicker, you could say. So I knew she's going to set me up perfectly. And I knew it was kind of a weird bounce. So if I was able to get around to my defender, I knew I'd be me and the goalie, and it would just be an easy finish.
And then, Tatum, you had the second goal, yeah. I think 20 seconds to go. You had some free kicks that from distance tonight that really came close. But then in the end, from about 25, 30 yards out, able to knock one in just over the outstretched arms of the keeper. Tell me about that goal.
I knew there was only like 20 seconds left, so I just decided to go for it, and I kind of ran in there and I just yelled at Olivia to pass it off to me, and I just kind of shot it and hoped for the best.
Addie, what was your vantage point on both goals, just seeing those go in?
It was just so great. I'm really proud of them. It was so fun celebrating and just running together.
Again, we're talking with Norwalk junior girls soccer players Pearl Brown, Tata Miller, and Addie Wood tonight after their 2-0 win at Indianola. Tough weekend coming up. You've got Lewis Central coming in, Waverly Shell Rock on Friday for a triangular type of a deal. Lewis Central knocked you out last year in that regional final. How much do you remember that? And, you know, maybe you owe them one.
Yeah, I remember every second of that game. This is definitely a big week for us. And I think just to show Iowa who we are as a team and how good we can be, and that we should be a team going to the state tournament making it far.
No, yeah, losing to Lewis Central last year really, I feel like, put us all as, like, a revenge this year. Like, we all want to win so bad and just show them that, like, we are capable of beating them and making it to state.
Yeah, I just, like, remember the feeling after that we lost, and it was just, like, awful, and I don't want to do that again. I know the whole team doesn't want to do that again, so we're going to win.
So the pairings will probably come out before you play those games, but a chance to still improve your ranking for the final when they come out. I mean, how motivated are you to maybe get a couple wins, show how good you are, and improve that ranking for potentially down the road?
Yeah, we are super motivated. These rankings mean a lot at the end of the season to go to state. So the easiest way we can get to state will be the best for our team, and we don't want the same result as what happened last year.
No, yeah, we hope to just show the state how good we are and get these next two wins under our belt to just intimidate everyone at state.
Yes. No, yeah, for sure. We definitely just want to get as far as we possibly can, and these two wins will definitely help us.
And just kind of talk about how much this team has improved since late March until this point. How have you kept improving? You have, and let's talk about your defense a little bit, too. 8-9 shutouts on the season. Katie back there and the defense are getting the job done, too.
Yeah, we work together as a family. I mean, we're always talking about we need to stay positive with each other, because if we're negative, we're not going to work well with each other. So I definitely think staying positive, having leaders on our team, being listeners as well, is definitely helpful.
No, yeah, our team's not only like close and positive on the field, but off the field, I feel like we're all super close this year. Like, we're really just like a family, like what Pearl said, and we just all want to work for each other to be the best we can.
Yeah, especially on bus rides home, we talk about what things like we did wrong or like things we can do better for next game. And especially when we're huddling, like that's where our like best like kind of like things come from. So that's our biggest advantage right there.
Again, that's Norwalk Juniors, Pearl Brown, Tata Miller, and Addie Wood after the win at Indianola on Tuesday night. Thanks for your time, girls, and good luck going forward.
Thank you. Thank you.